October 3, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The sphere of administration. This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting, Mark 9:29. Why could not we cast him out? The answer lies in a personal relationship to Jesus Christ. This kind can come forth by nothing but by concentration and redoubled concentration on him. We can ever remain powerless, as were the disciples, by trying to do God's work not in concentration on his power, but by ideas drawn from our own temperament. We slander God by our very eagerness to work for him without knowing him. You were brought face to face with a difficult case, and nothing happens externally. And yet you know that emancipation will be given because you are concentrated on Jesus Christ. This is your line of service, to see that there is nothing between Jesus and yourself. Is there? If there is, you must get through it, not by ignoring it in irritation or by mounting up, but by facing it and getting through it into the presence of Jesus Christ. Then that very thing and all you have been through in connection with it will glorify Jesus Christ in a way you will never know till you see him face to face. We must be able to mount up with wings as eagles, but we must also know how to come down. The power of the saint lies in the coming down and the living down. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, said Paul, and the things he referred to were mostly humiliating things. It is in our power to refuse to be humiliated and to say, no, thank you. I much prefer to be on the mountaintop with God. Can I face things as they actually are in the light of the reality of Jesus Christ? Or do things as they are efface altogether my faith in him and put me into a panic? That's the end of Oswald's message. We do tend to believe that being on the mountaintop is the place of service, or the place from which we can be most effective. And yet the truth really comes down to, are we willing to be so committed to Jesus Christ, so much his servant, that we are willing to be completely and utterly humiliated for his sake? Because it is only in the humiliation, or my willingness to be completely humiliated, which is proof of my submissiveness to him, that I can really be of any service to God as Jesus was of service to God while he was here. Remember, Jesus Christ suffered the ultimate humiliation from his birth to his death and everywhere in between. He was humiliated time and again by his detractors and those who just preferred not to turn to Jesus in faith. One of the evidences of where we are in our relationship with him is the number of times we are caught in a panic, either a panic that is visible or one that is within the soul. Simply and humbly come to Jesus. Offer to do his bidding and be obedient, no matter how humiliating that may be for you, and be amazed at the blessing that is yours and the glory that comes to God.